Because some of the things I did in Sweden, I mean, there were really horrendous things. And
like, what do you mean when you say that things you did in Sweden were horrendous? So you, it sort of sounds like you deserved to be fired.
No, no, no. I did it on behalf of the company. You don't do things on your own when you work for a company like Eli Lilly. Yeah, they have strict control.
Right. So what did you do?
I performed corruption. Big time. I bribed the Swedish government, which is something that is unknown of. You don't bribe the Swedish government in those days. I mean, it's one of the most reputable countries in the world.
Right.
Cleanest and everything that goes with it. But hey, this little boy from Guyana did it.
Well, what would be the purpose? Why would Eli Lilly want you to? And what was the upside for you to be bribing officials, government officials in Sweden?
Well, at that time, you know the drug. Have you ever heard of Prozac?
Sure.
Okay. Prozac is the first ever blockbuster in the world of pharmaceutical industry. And that product was sent to me to be registered in Sweden. Now, Sweden is a prestige country. When you do anything in medicine, especially in psychiatry, people look up to the Swedes because they were so good.
Rigorous standards. Good standards.
Yes. And you had a lot of researchers there, and the way Sweden is known to handle psychiatry, for example, was unique. Anyway, this product was thrown in my lap, and I was told we need to register this as soon as possible, or they would be in trouble because they had just lost another product, which was supposedly the one that was going to be the number one blockbuster. It never came because they had to withdraw the product from the market.
What was that one? Do you remember what that drug was?
Yeah, it's called Benoxaprofen, or Oprin. Oraflex is the name, I think, for the U.S.
What was it supposed to do before they withdrew it?
Pain.
Okay.
It's a pain product for arthritis, arthrosis, and these people. And it came out and was a huge success in England. I was waiting for the registration of that. It was a huge success. And the product was suddenly, a month or so later, taken off the market because it had killed a lot of people. And, then this other product was in a pipeline. This was fluoxetine, or Prozac. They hurriedly wanted to get this registered. And in Sweden at that time, it took anywhere from 1 to 8, 9 years to get the approval. They couldn't wait. I was told by the big guy who later became the chairman of the board of Eli Lilly and Company that my job could be on the line if we don't get this product registered. And that was the first time I got kind of angry inside of me and sort of thought, well, wait a minute. Is this guy threatening me, giving me this kind of pressure, or what? So I became much, much, much more aware of my surroundings and what they were doing, and opened up my memory bank and put stuff in there.
And started thinking what's going on. So, but then you put the pressure on officials in Sweden to expedite the approval of Prozac.
Well, the process is such that in psychiatry, for example, and all other in areas of indications, the Swedish government or the approval board They give the file to an independent consultant, a psychiatrist in this case, and they're usually secret. Nobody knows about it. Nobody can, you know, they're not supposed to know who these people are. But I found out that it could have only been one in five, you know, and I did the math correctly and then my little research, and I found out who this person was. And then I befriended him, and yeah.
Yeah. How much money?
Pardon?
How much money are we talking about to bribe officials to
Well,
to...
in this case, it was somewhere in the region of $30,000, because all he had to do was push the file through and approve it. And funny enough, this guy didn't like the product, you know, in the first place. He said, this thing is rubbish. But the money wasn't.
Right.
And the arrangements were that there was going to be a lot of money paid to him later because he was in the whole package of this corruption effort. He was promised a long-term study at his clinic, which entailed a lot of money.